More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. Farmers and ranchers in the West are being pressured by rising production costs, increased workloads, and extreme weather. No wonder they're facing higher levels of stress and mental health issues than other Americans. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradell reports.
It's a cloudy day on a crop farm north of Reno, and Zach Kennedy tilts his head toward the sky and smiles. That's because it's starting to rain, which wasn't in the forecast.
Oh, this time of year, it's everything, you know, like your body heat gets so hot out here anyway, so that when the rain comes down, it cools everything down. I'm sure the plants love it. We love it. Yeah, it does.
Kennedy owns Prema Farm, a stone's throw into California, tucked in the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains. It grows a colorful mix of crops, carrots, kale, peppers, onions, melons, and more. The farm's harvests have been strong recently thanks to wet winters and more frequent rain like this. But Kennedy, who has a wife and two kids, knows that can change fast in farming.
Our lives are at the whim of nature. And so it leans on you and asks you, do you want to keep doing this? You know, like, are you prepared for another season of loss, or can you even handle that financially?
Kennedy asked himself those questions in 2019 after a wildfire chewed onto his property and his family had to evacuate. And again in 2021, when a wildfire cloaked their farm in heavy smoke for more than a month. After both events, some crops didn't produce, including an entire field of onions.
Which is, for us, is $30,000, you know, 10% of our gross annual income.
Anxiety over wildfire and extreme weather is just one of the many issues that can affect a farmer's mental health. Other major stressors are finances, work-life balance, and family issues. That's according to a recent study led by the University of Nevada, Reno. Researchers surveyed ag producers across several western states, including Nevada, Idaho, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico. Professor Brenda Freeman co-authored the study.
We're in a situation where the farmer-rancher suicide rate is 6 times higher than the general population, and the western states, including Nevada, have the highest suicide mortality rates in the nation.
The study showed that 27% of farmers surveyed suffer from moderate to severe depression. The national average is 8%.
They normalize stress like, of course you're going to have drought and pests and problems. We're farmers, that's what we do.
The study aims to help farmers and ranchers shed that mindset and address their stress. It found they want more access to online and printed resources and programs.
They wanted mental health education more than mental health counseling, grief and loss information, alcohol and drug cessation. They wanted information on financial planning.
Freeman says the study is part of a larger push by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to support Western ag producers. Zach Ducheneau is the administrator of the USDA's Farm Service Agency. He says farm debt has increased nearly every year for the past 25 plus years.
For a producer, that functions as a ticking time bomb. You're one natural disaster, one trade war, one poor production season away from being on the edge of losing the farm.
He says that's why it's important producers seek help if their mental health is suffering.
There's no shame in it, and there's a lot of folks that have vast expertise in providing that shoulder to lean on or that ear.
Back on the farm north of Reno, Kennedy is pushing a battery-powered hand tiller over soil that will be planted with gooseberries.
It takes the top inch and a half of soil and then just turns it. And so you're taking...
He says today's rain is a nice surprise, but he gets anxious when he sees lightning, which sparks most wildfires in the West. His mind goes back to seeing nearby blazes creep closer.
There's an element of PTSD that's lingering there, you know, that kind of gives you the flashback of what the experience was like the last time that that happened and you packed up everything, got your kids and your family into the car.
Kennedy hopes they'll get through this wildfire season without being affected, and he'll continue to welcome the occasional rainy day. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Go to NAMI.org for a list of resources and other information. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.